So there's already a lot of controversy around the idea of just having school resource officers or putting more investment into just having more security measures at schools, but specifically the people, right? The school resource officers, that has been a debate in pretty much every community. Some feel like it's a no-brainer. Others feel like, well, that's not the route they'd want to go. But have you heard that the Board of Education in Bristol, Connecticut, is considering allowing armed security guards at the schools? Law enforcement expert Gary McNamara joins us now to weigh in on this discussion. What do you think about this, Gare?
Well, the discussion I think is important to have. And, you know, every school has to, at one point or another, they're going to confront this. And we've seen it across the state where they discuss armed security versus security. And the debate continues on what that role should be. I think the debate is important because I think parents play a key role in safety. So having the discussion and having the debate is an important one to have. The results of the debate we can talk about, and whether or not the decision will be to move forward with it or not is an important one. But at least to have the conversation, because every school district either has them in place, has thought about it, has rejected the thought of having it. And parents are always somewhere in the middle where they wonder, should we not? So having the discussion on it is always a good and healthy one to have.
Okay, so obviously the big thing here is going beyond, do you need to have a school resource officer in the schools? This is really, should they carry guns? That's what we're talking about here. So the one thing Bristol did say was that the school resource officers, they are current active members of the police department. That's the first thing they want to say. But the big sticking point here is, should they be able to carry guns while they were on school property? The board chair saying no guard would be allowed to carry a gun on school grounds without strict training and oversight. And again, funding for the school resource officers would go through the police budget. So again, you're talking about current police officers who already do carry guns, right, Gary? I mean, that's probably sounds like a silly question, but maybe we do start with that elementary question, which is, if you are a school resource officer or you're already part of the Bristol Police Department, do you already legally carry a gun?
Well, yes, but we have to distinguish between what we're actually talking about. So there's three layers, actually, of security, maybe even more, but in a school district. Number one is just plain security guards, trained security guards. Those are people that could be door greeters, people that monitor the perimeter. Those are security officers. On the higher extreme are school resource officers, and there's a difference. School resource officers are sworn police officers who, you know, are part of a police department. In this case, they're Bristol Police Department, and they are paid by the Bristol Police Department. They are in uniform most of the times, and they are in our schools. In the middle of that is a school security officer who is going to be an armed school security officer.
Now, would they be in the building, though? They'd be in the building.
Oh, yeah. An armed school security officer. So that's the difference between being a sworn officer who's armed and somewhere that you're not sworn officer, but you're a security officer who's armed inside the schools. And there's a state regulations on what that would mean, what the requirements for that are. You basically have to be a prior police officer either in Connecticut or elsewhere. And there's some other categories that would meet that. To be an armed school security officer, not a police officer. SROs are police officers. Armed school security officers are in the middle. They're above a security officer but below a school resource officer.
Okay, so Gary, I'm going to start this conversation with saying, if this was a discussion for my kids' school, I'd be all for it. Besides, obviously, the question of how much is it going to cost, which I think is a totally separate subject. Of course, the debate is going to be around, do you want an armed officer in your kids' school? The reason I was asking what sounded like a very elementary question is because a very elementary mind would imagine a police officer or even a school resource officer or a security guard at the school, all of those would be armed. If you asked my 7-year-old today if a police officer, anybody in uniform, if they've got a gun, he assumes they do. That is the mindset of a second grader. And the reason I say that is because if the argument is, well, we don't want to scare kids, I think they already assume they've got a gun on them. I think they think it comes with the territory. I mean, it's the same thing as, I mean, if you ask my son, does a firefighter have a fire hose on them, even without the truck, they say yes. I mean, I just think that that idea of it scares the kids, I don't know how much I would buy that, just from a mom's perspective.
Yeah, and I think we might have even had these discussions before, and that's where it becomes challenging, because the adults tend to focus on the gun, and more than oftentimes we believe our kids will do that, because it just blends into the environment. And so the topic really becomes the gun, as opposed to becoming the quality of the individual, the training of the individual. It's the introduction that this person in my school with my kids around will carry a firearm is sometimes really what we get down to, really what the true debate is. It's not about the quality of the individual. It's more about, do we need them? Why would we want to have a gun inside our schools? When you're right, kids generally just kind of adapt and move forward on it, and they don't really pay attention to the fact that a security officer might have a gun on them. We tend to focus a lot of the debate on that, on the firearm inside the school by a trained professional retired law enforcement officer who has 20, 30 years of experience with that firearm and can bring a level of safety and response if they need it.
I also think, Gary, that there is a sense. What's funny is I think there's kind of two types of mindsets, really. One, which is, like you said, the focus on the gun and do we want that in our schools? What's funny is the other mindset for me is I hate the fact that that doesn't already exist. You know, I look at and I think that there was I'm sure there's a lot of chatter online, but one of the biggest arguments is you go into an airport, you go into a bank, you go into really secure places with people who are armed with a gun to keep it safe. So we keep our money safe, we keep travel safe, we keep all that safe. But when you think about our kids and just the world that we live in today, and especially technology. So for example, you and I, how many times do we talk about swatting incidents? How many times do we have to talk about swatting incidents? And if you already had an armed person in the school, again, a current police officer, I could tell you right now, my anxiety would go down 50% than what it does whenever, even though I work in the news and I know there's a good chance it's a swatting incident. If I know there is somebody in the building, I feel a lot better about that personally. And I think it's interesting because there's that two mindset of either you don't like the idea of a gun being in the vicinity of your kids, but in every other facet of life, your kid is around it actually pretty frequently. You don't realize it. I mean, sometimes we'll have an armed police officer directing traffic. He's got a gun on him. She or he has a gun on them and they're directing traffic. That's okay. But to have somebody in the building, to me, obviously that's the point of, you know, do you feel comfortable or not? I'd feel more comfortable as a parent. That's just me as a parent talking. I'd feel more comfortable, especially with the uptick of swatting and AI and in internet and I would say that kind of cyber attacks and things like that that go on.
Yeah, and I think sometimes the debate, and you're absolutely right. I mean, that is the debate. You as a parent would feel comfortable. There are other parents on the other side
that
they just feel that why would we need that? And somewhere missing in all of this is the reliance on the experts, the people that actually just want to make these decisions to make the schools safer. I mean, I'll give Derby School District as an example. After the Sandy Hook tragedy, they were probably one of the first, if not the first, to have armed security officers, retired law enforcement officers in the schools. And I was talking to someone the other day about that, one of the armed officers, and they say it just blends. I mean, no one focuses on it. We're just professionals and we train and we're in the schools. Here's one of the biggest reasons that I think you really have to consider voting to have these armed, trained officers, retired officers who have that training. The time it takes a police officer report of a shooting nationally is probably 3 to 5 minutes. And that's just to get there. That's not meaning that they got to get out of the car, they got to get there. That's on a good day. We know that to limit tragedy is going to be two things. Number one is the arrival of law enforcement on the scene or an armed person to take action to end the activity, the shooting or what have you, and the target environment. Those two components are going to limit the amount of casualties or injuries in an incident. So if we have armed people on scene, that can at least begin to address the issue almost immediately. That's going to quickly lower the response time. And then the other component is in a target-rich environment. That's why we talk about getting out, hiding, locking doors, because we know that if you can't get to us, you can't hurt us. Those two are the components that we're talking about when we talk about safety.
Gary McNamara is here, our law enforcement expert on the show, former chief of police in Fairfield, also currently does security and government affairs at Sacred Heart University. So we're talking about this conversation that's happening in Bristol around the idea of armed security guards in schools. In fact, I believe the board is set to vote on this next week. So we'll keep an eye on this story. But it certainly leads to a bigger conversation. And I wonder if this does get approved, if more and more school districts will jump on board with this. So, Gary, you mentioned something really interesting before, and I wanted to talk about that as well, which is how important is it that it's current officers at the police department? We've heard the pitch many, many times before. It's never really gone forward. At least it hasn't become a norm in most school districts, which is retired police officers or veterans being school resource officers. I haven't even heard, you know, security guard, like armed security guards necessarily, but, you know, trying to get especially veterans back into, you know, society and feeling like they, you know, have a place again in having them serve in those roles, or again, retired police officers who have all this incredible knowledge and it just sort of retires with them unless they decide to do things like what you do, which is talking to the media. Which is going to, you know, bringing that knowledge to a college campus, you know, so on and so forth. But what do you think about that? Because I do think that is a very important part of this story, is the fact that Bristol is saying we are using current officers. Because I think that's another level of controversy certainly has been, well, do we want to bring people out of retirement or do we want to bring people who may have PTSD? That I think has always been another sticking point with this argument.
Yeah, the selection is important, but it's important to note in the state of Connecticut, there's laws that say if you are going to be an armed security officer, not sworn, in any of our schools, you have to be a retired law enforcement officer. So that's exactly what it is. Retired law enforcement officers in many districts are now assuming those roles as number one security directors, who are armed and armed security officers. So it's already occurring, because I agree, the debate about whether we have veterans or people that have prior military experience. Now, military experience is important, and prior law enforcement experience is oftentimes overlooked. It's not the experience. It's the experience with the firearm, but it's really your experiencing, managing, preventing crisis. That's the level of and the quality of individuals that you're looking to hire if you're going to have them introduce a firearm to a school. It's not a novelty. You know, 30 years as a police officer, my firearm was my tool that I had that I'm very comfortable with. I respect it and I understand its potential danger, but I also know the safety measures in place. So that is occurring now. So if Bristol moves forward with saying we will approve armed security guards, they have to fall into that requirement. They have to be prior law enforcement officers. They have to have a background check. I think mental health, as you talked about, is so important to do, but there's already that requirement, and they are using them throughout the state in armed capacity at our schools if you're not a sworn police officer.
The other thing, too, Gary, that I always think we can never do a good enough job. I think Connecticut does a very good job, though, on average, district to district, which is, I think, bringing those two entities together, police and the community. To me, I think having an armed police officer in your school is not only, I think, marrying that idea of kids feeling comfortable with law enforcement, but I also think breaking a stigma that has become very, very strong, especially in the last 5-6 years, which is sort of this division sometimes. Like I said, every community is different, but there are some that still feel like this weirdness with police, and vice versa. Police don't know how the community feels about them sometimes. And I just think this is a great example of where you could marry the two very nicely together by having them in the schools with one of your most vulnerable populations, which are children.
Yeah, there are some communities that have valid concerns about introducing armed security officers or police officers in the schools. And we've talked about it in the past, and we understand that that they have a true concern.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think that these discussions warrant further exploration, because you're right. It should be an opportunity to mirror the two, to change culture and to change the way in which we do things. I think that's so important. Here's the point, Melissa, too. People oftentimes assume having an armed security officer or a police officer inside their schools, they're very concerned about changing the culture of the school. That's why every board, every community has to have their own discussions and make their own decisions. Because if the faculty and staff aren't on board with it, if the parents aren't on board with it, it's not necessarily good policy. I think it's really important that each community truly has discussions about this, has an understanding of what it means and what it doesn't mean, and then move forward as they deem appropriate. At the end of the day, all these discussions are meant to keep the school safe, and people are proposing these ideas with the intent of trying to make the school safer. It's not a question of a novelty to say, hey, it would be really great if the Bristol School District had armed retired police officers or police officers in their schools. That would be pretty cool. No,
it's to make the schools safer. Exactly. It'll be really interesting to see what Bristol decides. And my understanding is they are voting on this next week. So if they approve this, I will be very curious to see how many other school districts decide, especially after the election. You've got some communities having new board of education, or, you know, again, people being reelected to their boards. I do wonder if this will be more of a conversation for more school districts in the coming months. Gary, appreciate you always. Gary McNamara here, our law enforcement expert on the show. Thank you so much for your time. Have a wonderful weekend.